Okay, John the Baptist is featured, so I get to remind you once again, I share a birthday with him, June 24th. So he's a hero of mine, and I think for all of us. But here today, a scripture passage that I've referred to many times to demonstrate John's courageous willingness to stand up against the tyrants. "You brood of vipers," he said. You know, understand, Jesus said the same thing. Matthew 23:33. "You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you avoid being condemned to hell?" From the mouth of Jesus. Okay? What were they standing against? A tyranny, right? A tyranny that was looking to destroy their faith, their hope, their ability to live freely in their lives. You know, this last Thursday night, Bishop Hying came. The men gathered together in the church here. He gave an amazing talk. In fact, you can go to our parish website and hear it. But I want to point to the last about 10 minutes of his talk. Bishop Hying spoke about religious freedom and our need to live in that kind of freedom, and how it's being under attack and under assault, and how we need to stand to protect that freedom, like John the Baptist. I believe he even mentioned John the Baptist in his talk. And as I was listening to his talk, I couldn't help but think back to June 4th, 2012. And it was then that the USCCB called for a fortnight for freedom, right? And we accepted the call. We actually gathered at the steps of the state capitol to pray. Only a few months prior to that, hordes of people filled the capitol to recall the governor. During that time, this was in November of 2011, a small group of us, some of you are sitting out there right now, it was probably about 8 of us, we decided that we were going to pray and pray with hope, because this didn't feel good. This didn't feel right. There was a movement afoot, and this pointed to that movement. Now, if you look at the images, and you can Google it, of the Recall Walker movement, the Capitol filled with people hanging over the balcony, shouting, holding signs. What's that look like? I'll just leave it there. They were painted as heroes, while others are thrown in jail to rot, as a chilling effect to anybody else who would stand against this tyranny. I'll even go back further. Right here. I'll grab it in case the camera can't reach that far. Life Magazine, 1965, the most popular magazine probably on the planet at the time. The cover on that magazine in 1965 shows this baby in the amniotic sac. And the title here says, "Drama of Life Before Birth." This would be 8 years before Roe v. Wade, when the tyrants took over. Oh, they're heavy-handed at times. You'll sit down, you'll be quiet, you'll do what we tell you. That happens. Come on, don't fall on me. But at other times, they control the message. Literally, we're indoctrinated. I remember the first time I was kicked off of Facebook. For what? For quoting an historic propagandist who said, "If you tell them a circle is a square long enough, they'll believe it's a square." Just an historic quote. They didn't even want us to know about such a phenomena being possible, and yet it is. If you tell us this isn't a baby long enough, we'll believe it's not a baby. And so for 49 years, indoctrinated as a country, we left these babies helpless to be destroyed, to be dismembered under the tyrannical indoctrination who controlled the message. So there we were, the Fortnight for Freedom, June 4th, 2012. Oh, one event isn't enough, we said. 2 years running, we went out every Thursday night during clement weather, and we prayed. The Hobby Lobby decision went to the Supreme Court, and Hobby Lobby won, religious freedom won. But what have we been doing, my brothers and sisters? We've been standing up against this tyranny for all these years. There was a movement that got into power, a movement that not only didn't believe in God, but scoffed at those who did, who put into place literally tyrants that want to destroy our freedom. What did we just go through in the last 3 years? I said in the beginning of that time, I said, I understand no one's speaking up right now. It's kind of like a bombing raid. You got to go and duck and for cover in the foxholes. But then people did start speaking up and saying, no, this isn't right. You're inciting riots in our streets. You're having us live in fear. You're telling us that marijuana shops are essential, but receiving the most holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord is non-essential. And people spoke up. And unfortunately, the religious leaders of our time sided with the tyrants and canceled anybody who would speak up. As what? It's called a chilling effect. So if you speak up, priests or people, same thing's going to happen to you, because look what happened here. Was there a chilling effect of those who stood up on January 6th and rotted in jail, not even being charged, unjustly imprisoned, to send a signal to the rest of the nation? And if we point a light on that, we're being political and we must be punished? That's what happened to me. I was born on the birthday of John the Baptist. This man came wearing camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and honey. What's that all about? I'm not part of the ruling class, he was saying. I'm not part of that cocktail class. I'm not part of the elites. Who is he shouting at? Who did Jesus shout at it? Matthew 23:33. You snakes, you brood of vipers. Who are you? Well, the Pharisees were the smug elite religious leaders who not only demand that they follow the laws of Moses, but they were creating all kinds of their own laws. Weighing heavy loads, it would be called by Jesus, without lifting a finger to help them. They were drunk with power. The Sadducees were the elites, the rich, the wealthy, those who claim power, drunk, letting that dopamine of being counted as superior to other people run through their body. What's that like? My brothers and sisters, what's that like in our times? You see, John the Baptist was saying, come to me. I'm not scary. Look, just camel's hair and a living in the desert. I'm not a tyrant. Come to me. Be washed clean in this baptism. Get your fresh start. Repent, reform your lives. Receive the power of Jesus. I'm not fit to carry his sandals. He's going to come and you're going to receive a fire. It's going to be amazing. And how does Jesus come to us initially? He's a baby, dependent on his parents to survive. An innocent little child in a manger. Not a highbrow, smug elite looking to crush you with the under the thumb of their tyranny. Nope. Come, you're welcome. It's up to you. But here's what I'm offering you: freedom, peace, joy. And together, united, we will be a force of freedom, peace, and joy. And yeah, it's going to be tough. You're going to get marginalized. You're going to get blamed. You're going to be diminished. You're going to be martyred, even. You're going to receive a disciplinary action every once in a while. If you dare speak up, but we got to, don't we? We can't live in this tyranny any longer. We can't allow them to control the message any longer. Accept his invitation, come to that manger, kneel before the Prince of Peace. Say yes to every way that he is igniting a fire in you to do what you can, like what we did on June 16th, 2020, as the powerful tyrant elites were inciting riots on the streets, mom and pop shops closed up, graffiti. You will sit down. You will be quiet. We are in charge right now. They berated our law enforcement officers. They burned our streets. We quaked in fear. No, not us. We took our Lord in that monstrance. We got up. Coincidentally, that particular Corpus Christi landed on Flag Day. Way to go, God. We waved our flags and say, no tyrants. Remember that time? You couldn't put a flag in your yard without fear of having your house burned down. We got 200 flags. We gave them to everybody, and we processed our Lord right up to the state capitol, waving our flags and saying, not under our watch. We're reclaiming this surrendered ground. And we did it peaceful, didn't we? And the onlookers wept as we processed by, feeling the peace as we reclaimed that surrendered ground. I remember turning up State Street to head to the Capitol. Hundreds of people on that Corpus Christi 2020. There was a police car. I felt compelled. I went over to his window. He rolled it down. I said, "Officer, you see all these people? They love you." He lowered his head, holding back tears, and he said, "I know. I love you. I love you enough to not sit by and allow the tyrannical wolves to devour you. I will speak up. And praise God, I inspire you to do the same. This is historic tyranny that we're facing during this time. You brood of vipers, you devils, not under our watch. They come, inciting riots, burning streets, censoring, canceling their tyrannical rule. He comes as an innocent child in a manger. Will we accept his invitation? Will we allow the Prince of Peace to come into our hearts this Christmas day and then into our world? We are one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. With the Prince of Peace in our hearts, we will reclaim surrendered ground. We will be free again. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.